Okay, so let's go to the next question. My challenge is in getting successful men to commit. I have no problem attracting the average guy, but men that are stable and successful are very challenging. I feel that successful men do not need a woman because they are already successful and/or they fear they will lose everything they worked hard for if the relationship doesn't work out or if they get divorced, or that women have ulterior motives. Thank you, G. Well, you spoke a lot of truth in your question. There's a lot of women out there who do have ulterior motives. There's a lot of women out there who are taking men for all they have in divorce courts. And successful guys are used to women. They're used to women wanting to be with them. They're used to women who are attracted to them. And so they are a bit more picky. They are indeed more of a challenge. The average guy and the successful guy are in two different leagues. You know, it's the same way that a woman who's a 10 and a woman who's a 5 are in two different leagues, and they think very differently. A woman who's a 10 is getting attention, typically is getting attention on a regular basis, and she knows she's beautiful, and she knows that women that men want her. But the woman who's a 5 doesn't have that same level of confidence or arrogance, I should also say. So the same thing is the case with successful men. Successful men are used to getting attention from women. They know they have a feeling that they're attractive to women. And they're going to put up with less negative behavior. They're going to leave quicker out of situations when they're not feeling comfortable. They generally have a deeper feeling of an entitlement to having what they want. So in this case, you're going to have to be more of what they want. So let's talk about the differences between average guys and the difference between successful guys. So the first difference that I just kind of talked about is that average guys will put up with more negative behavior and more negativity in general, while successful guys will leave the situation quicker. And the reason for that is a scarcity mentality versus an abundance mentality that the guys have developed over the period of their life. The average guy, typically an average guy, has a scarcity mentality when it comes to women. They have an attitude that the woman is the prize to win, and that if he fucks up in some way or another, that he may lose her. So he's got to be on his best behavior. And you know, he better not do anything to screw it up. The successful guy doesn't really have that attitude at all. The successful guy has an abundance mentality. He doesn't have the same fear of leaving a situation as the average guy does, because he feels, the successful guy feels, that there's going to be another woman that will come along shortly. You know, there's going to be another woman that maybe matches up with what he's looking for a little bit better. You know, if things are not going well in the situation that he's in, he has less of a fear of letting go of a situation. The average guy is more willing to accept women who are not physically beautiful. The successful guy is going to have higher standards of beauty, of physical beauty. It's just the way it is. There's nothing you can do about that. You know, if they have a preference, if they want a certain thing out of a partner, you know, there's not too much you can do to convince them out of it or say that, you know, it's not appropriate to think that way. You know, everybody has their own preferences for what they want in a partner. However, with that said, there's a lot you can do emotionally speaking to make up for any lack of physical qualities. The emotional world can overshadow the physical world, and often does, in the choices that you see men making with women. Average guys are not thinking about getting used or played. Successful guys are thinking about getting used and played. And we talked about this at the beginning of the question. Successful guys are going to be more aware of women who are just looking for a guy with money, and they're going to be hypersensitive to women who are looking for a guy with money. Just the slightest things can tip them off. They're going to be looking for it, in fact. They're going to be looking for those little hints that, for instance, you go out to dinner. Did you offer to pay anything? If you didn't offer to pay and you just kind of rode along for the, you know, that he's going to pay the bill, that's actually a big warning sign to him. There are some guys who are happy to pay for dinners and such. But if we're talking about rich and successful guys who are used to a lot of women coming after them for their money, then you're going to have to accept that this is a reality, that successful guys are going to be hypersensitive to women who are looking for a meal ticket, who are looking for a free ride. Average guys have a more average-sized ego, while successful guys typically have a much larger and more crystallized ego. Average guys are usually more happy with average things. They're satisfied with average accomplishments and so on and so forth. Successful guys have a thirst or a drive to achieve higher levels. And with that ambition comes a bigger ego and also comes misery. Successful guys are slightly more miserable, or sometimes a lot more miserable than average guys, but for completely different reasons. Average guys hold some sort of hope for the future, and successful guys have a lack of hope for the future because they've already attained most of what this world has to offer. They've reached the summit, so what else is there to go after? So I don't mean to sound bleak or negative, but this is just simply a reality of the ego, the differences in the ego of the average guy and the successful guy. The successful guy is always looking for the next thing to accomplish because, you know, he's already accomplished everything. There's nothing left. So he's going to want to accomplish and always going after the next thing. While the average guy may not be. So you're going to have to take all of these differences into consideration if you're going to go after a successful guy. So what exactly is a successful guy looking for? In my opinion, he's looking for a woman who fits into his life. He's looking for a woman who fits into his life. He's looking for a feminine woman. He's looking for a woman who has a sense of confidence. And I don't mean overconfidence, and I don't mean arrogance. And this is a big challenge for many of today's women. Many women fall on a polarized extreme when it comes to confidence. They either have no confidence or they have inflated arrogance. There's very few women who have a balanced sense of confidence. A balanced sense of confidence, of course, comes from the heart chakra, a sense of self-love, unconditional self-love, not pride, not ego, not vanity, just simply unconditional self-love, no matter what you've done in the past, no matter what you look like, no matter how old you are, etc. You just love yourself and accept yourself unconditionally. That's where a lot of self-confidence comes from. The other part of self-confidence comes also from the solar plexus chakra, appreciating all of your unique qualities and not allowing yourself to feel embarrassed or ashamed of any of your weak points. That's where pride comes into play. Pride comes from shame. It's a pendulum swing to the other polarity. When one feels shame, they will often swing to pride. So it's important to deal with your shame, whatever it is that you're ashamed of, to begin with. So men who are successful are looking for these things, and they're also looking for one more thing, and that's the X factor. The X factor is the woman who is just simply different from all of the other women that he's ever dated. He's looking, he's subconsciously or consciously looking for that woman. And in my opinion, that woman is everything that I always ever talk about, the yin feminine woman, the woman who can bring light, color, creativity into his dull, bleak existence, if that's where he's at. Masculine energy, the masculine, is typically devoid of color and light. That's what they're looking for when they're looking for a female counterpart. They're looking for a woman who's going to bring light into his life, a woman who's not going to use him for resources and milk him dry, a woman who's compassionate, a woman who, whether he wants it or not, looks like she will make a great mother in the future, a woman who has that spark of life and energy in her eye, and a woman who matches up with his energy centers. Now, I want to remind you of something. Just because he's successful doesn't actually mean that doing what it takes to make him attracted to you is the right way to go about things. It's often the case that the most attractive people in our society are some of the most egotistical and closed-minded and closed-hearted people in our society. Not always the case, but it's easy to happen. When you give somebody success, most people will take advantage of that situation, you know, whether they're male or female. When men get success and they get financially well off, you see their ego start to grow and solidify. And the same happens with women who are physically beautiful. And it's often true that you have to change many things about yourself for the negative in order to please this type of individual. I've seen a lot of guys out there completely change their personalities and become dark people trying to attract more beautiful women. They realize that they have to look and appear completely different from all the other guys who are hitting on that woman in order to grab her attention. And in doing so, they become split from their true self. They become a new identity. And they start to act in a way that's completely false when talking to women. The more successful a guy gets at getting extremely attractive women's attention, the more divided as a human being they become. And the same is the case for women who go after men who have money. Typically, women who go after men with money don't have the best motives to begin with. They want the security, they want the financial well-offness of being with that man. And they're willing to compromise a lot of their own values and change who they are as a person in order to get it, to manipulate, to change their personality, to change their persona, and they become divided as a person. Deep down, they're very dark people, but on the surface, they appear to be light and colorful and playful and blah, 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 but it's all bullshit. It's not real. And this is a big problem with a lot of today's so-called relationship advice. A lot of it is simply geared at showing you how to change your surface, showing you how to polish and shine up your personality and your persona. And in doing so, you become split as a human being. You start asking questions like, well, should I talk to him about my problems, or should I just look like a, you know, smiling, giggling girl? I get that question so much. And that question is a result of all of the conditioning that women receive about changing their personality in order to bag a good guy. All of the things that are being taught to women about how to get a good guy. I don't see anybody saying anything about actually going inside and growing as a person. I just see how to change behaviors, how to polish up your personality, and what to say that's going to make him happy. And unfortunately, this will often cause a lot of problems to come about because you're trying to solve the problem from the wrong angle. You're looking to solve the problem from the outside in. And really, in order to find a man who you're attracted to and who is also a good human being and with a big heart, you have to change from the inside out. You have to start with the heart chakra. You have to start with the chakra centers. The chakras are the actual bridge from the inner world to the outer world. So you're working on the bridge. You're building the bridge from your inner world to the outer world. That is exactly what the chakras are. This is how you get out of your head and into reality, you know, get grounded back into the physical world while at the same time being spiritually centered. So to recap, in order to attract a successful, attractive guy, your heart chakra must be open. It must be. It's 100% needed, because that's where your self-confidence is going to come from. And successful guys are looking for self-confidence. And remember, I don't say confidence as in pride or that you're successful. Confidence simply means that you love yourself. It's not complicated. A man wants to be with a woman who loves herself, because being with a woman who doesn't love herself causes problems. She may start introducing drama into the relationship. She may start introducing problems. And it's not that she wants to, but this is just what happens when we don't love ourselves. We create drama in our own lives unconsciously. So that's something he's going to absolutely be looking for. He's going to be looking for physical attractiveness. And this is something that you're just going to have to work your best on to the best of your abilities. You're going to have to let him know that you're not in it for the money. And you have to do that by offering to pay for things. And when I say offering to pay for things, I don't just mean the first dinner date. I mean every single time you have to offer to pay for things. That's just the way it has to be done. Or at least most times. You're going to have to show a sense of independence, non-dependency on him. You're going to have to show that you're a feminine woman who can fit into his life. He's typically not looking for a career woman who is going to be too busy to give him any sort of time. He's going to be looking for a woman who can fit into his schedule. Remember that men typically don't like to be with women who have a lot going on. Surveys have found that men want women who don't have a lot going on. It makes them feel uncomfortable. And it makes him feel like he's out of control with you, and not in a good way. There's a sense of out of control that's good, but just a hint, it's like a spice. If he feels too out of control and that you have too much going on, then it may just send him walking away and make him feel that it's just not going to work with you. So that's just something you're going to have to take into consideration. So I hope all of this has answered your question well enough, and let's go on to the next question.